And welcome back to another exciting episode of the Discover Virginia Beach podcast, your go-to source for exploring everything Virginia Beach has to offer. Whether you're a local or a tourist, our podcast aims to provide you with insights and experiences that will help you make the most of your time in this beautiful area. In today's episode, we have a very special guest who wears multiple hats, providing a unique perspective on Virginia Beach life. Francesca Eller, a multifaceted entrepreneur operating several businesses from personal and real estate photography to an innovative venture in the Airbnb hospitality and photography space. As the owner of Venture Camper VA, she's not only an expert at capturing the beauty of the area, but she also brings it directly to your doorstep through her portable Airbnb service. Francesca, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Joe. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. And it's an honor. You're, you know, a guru in Virginia Beach. So thank you for contacting me and getting me on the show.
Absolutely. We are super excited. And when you're not showcasing, the most beautiful places here in the Virginia Beach area, you are running your Airbnb and photography business and 757 Homes and Living. So I'm super excited for our conversation today. For those of you listening and also watching the live video, not live video, the recorded video. this conversation will be packed full of information, tips, and insights about Virginia Beach from a local who truly knows the area. Francesca, are you ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
Perfect. So first of all, I want to dive in and speak to you, the person behind the businesses. What brought you to the Virginia Beach area and what got you interested in sticking around?
Ah, that's a great question. So I actually grew up here in, not in Virginia Beach specifically, but in Newport News, Yorktown area. And I left Virginia at the age of 19 and I moved to South Florida because I was like, all right, peace out, Virginia. I want to do my own thing. You know, wanted to do film, wanted to do, get into photography, all that stuff. And I just thought like, let's do something different. And Florida's where I ended up. I went to the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. I stayed there. I was there for almost 10 years. And then I came back. Some things didn't work out there. And I missed my family. My whole family's here. And I came back and it was really a really great thing that I came back. I've just reconnected with family, reconnected with friends. I got into real estate. I got into Airbnb. Like it was almost just like one of those meant to be kind of things. So, that was it. And then I was back and now I can't leave.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Francesca, thanks for sharing that with us. A lot of the folks in our community and in our chat starts on the Facebook group and also the podcast have had those interactions with Virginia Beach. And for some reason, whether it was intentional or not, they found themselves back in the area. So that's really cool. And we are super happy to have you. Francesca, it's evident from your diverse portfolio and your professional pursuits and photography and Airbnb management that you thrive on, quite frankly, staying busy. However, everyone needs some downtime from time to time. And when you decide to take a breather around the Virginia Beach area, where do you usually find yourself going to? And is there a particular place you prefer to go to relax and recharge?
In Virginia Beach. So I'm in Virginia Beach a lot. Even though I don't absolutely live in Virginia Beach, I'm right over the bridge. I'm in Hampton. But I'm in Virginia Beach about 3 days a week. So I'm always, you know, one of my favorite spots in Virginia Beach, I will say it's kind of like a hidden, you know, secret, I guess, is Chicks Beach. I love that area. It's just such a like, right? It's like quiet. Like it's still, you know, the hustle and bustle, but like, it's like away. It's like quiet away. I love, earlier in your Facebook group, you asked about kids things in Virginia Beach. And I love that air museum. So cute for my daughter, loves seeing like those big planes and, you know, we do that in the Virginia Beach Aquarium. We do that at least once a month because it's just such a, especially in the summertime, it's such a nice getaway to get out of the heat and you're inside looking at fish. And she loves that too. What else are you thinking? Like,
no, that's great. Especially with the little one, you know, it is important to find those places where you can go where it's nice and cool in the summer. And then some places that are, even though they're indoors during the winter months and summer months, you can kind of enjoy them year round. Love it.
Right.
So furthermore, could you share with us what it is about this place or these places that really facilitate your relaxation? I know you mentioned a few that are, it sounds like they're kind of repetitive places that you go back to. Is there a specific aspect such as the environment, ambiance, or activities available that help you really unwind and kind of re-energize yourself to go back into your work day or work week?
So typically, after I shoot a Airbnb or a real estate listing, if I have the time, I will stop for lunch or for, you know, a coffee or something. And yeah, that's like Virginia Beach, like you've got everything there, you know, you've got everything that facilitates, like you said, that relax, you know, feeling.
I really appreciate you sharing all that and kind of giving us this really personalized view of Virginia Beach, because even though you are running all these businesses and staying busy, you still have time, because of just how close everything is, from the HOBT to the, you know, the Eastern Bridge Tunnel that we have, to the downtown tunnel leads us to Portsmouth, and everything is very well connected.
Oh, yeah.
It gives us a very well-rounded view of just trying everything out, which is why I kind of started this group, this Discover Virginia Beach group. And I always say Virginia Beach area. And for my locals, they know that's the 757. As Stormy said at one of our past guests, who's our food vlogger, you know, she said it's the 757, it's Hampton Roads. It's these seven cities that really tell all of these unique stories. So I have the opportunity of trying to capture them all into the slogan Virginia Beach area. So with that said, I'd love to dive in to your photography journey. Francesca, have you always perceived photography as like a potential career path, or was it initially like just a hobby to you?
So I started young. I started, like I said, at 18, I was like taking pictures of birds and nature and things of that sort, things that I could take pictures of, right? With my little digital camera. I don't want to age myself, but my little digital camera. And then, so I did want to do photography. That was my thing. My dad and my mom were like, you know, I don't know. Like that's, you know, and that back then, you know, it was one of those shaky things. Like I'm sure still it's a little bit shaky, but you know, they really wanted me to do something in the medical field. And I was like, it's just not my thing. So I started doing television production, actually. Started in television production. I worked for the news. I was a web producer in South Florida at NBC2. And that was like more of like, okay, it's a job. Like she's got a stable job kind of thing. But I did a lot of journalism there too, photography journalism, where I took pictures for events. And I did, you know, I got to incorporate my photography into it. But it just wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? I started shooting like families, children. I started doing a lot of portrait photography, which I really loved. I did a lot of fashion photography because in South Florida, like one of the fashion capitals of the world, I really liked that. Was it paying the bills? No, it wasn't. But I was having a great time. And, you know, at the time, I had just started out. So after a while of doing that, I did that in South Florida. That was like the niche in South Florida. And then I, you know, was like, all right, I need to do something a little bit extra. Like, what's going on? What can I do to make this more workable in life, you know? And so when I came back to Virginia is when I got started in real estate. And I kind of got pushed into real estate. I didn't want to do it. I had somebody that was like, hey, you're a photographer. I really need pictures of this house. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. You know, like, that's not my niche. It's not my forte at all. So, but I did it. I went out, I got a lens. I was like, let me just do it. Let me just try. I took pictures of that one house. And then it was like, all right, you're hired. Like, let's go. Let's, you know, be this real estate photographer. I did it. I've been doing it for, it's going on 7 years. Started the Airbnbs about 3 years ago. And that's it. It's just been kind of just a really, it's become my niche. At first I was like, oh, real estate's going to be so boring. It's going to just be houses. And it's not. It's really, I love architecture and I love interior design too. So it kind of goes hand in hand with that. And I'm able to, you know, enjoy myself through that. And the Airbnbs have been like really, just really exciting and fun and adds to the flavor, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, Francesca, you touched on a few things and I'd love to kind of draw some of these out, because this is a common theme and narrative that we see in a lot of folks' journeys, especially as they find themselves coming back to the Virginia area. So you were in Florida. You were in Florida working as basically a journalist, just basically trying to pay the bills with the camera. And so what exactly, were there any like specific milestones or moments during your journey from Florida back to the Virginia area that really helped define for you as an individual to say, hey, like, this is what I'm going to do. This is my passion, regardless of if it's a traditional career or not.
Right. I think it was just, I just was good at it. I hate to just be like, you know, toot my own horn, but everybody wants to do something that they're good at, you know, and everybody wants to, you know, feel that recognition and people telling you, hey, this is great. You did a great job at this. And no matter if it doesn't pay a lot or if it does pay a lot, I think it's just about what makes you feel good. And you kind of, like I said, have to find that niche of, okay, this makes me feel good and I'm enjoying myself, but also I can't go into debt and I can't be broke. I got to pay my bills. So I think it's just the balance of finding, okay, this is how I'm going to make this work. This is how I'm going to do my dream and make it pay the bills and, you know, jump into the different, like you were saying before, you wear many hats. I do, because I kind of had to. I got into a lot of different things because it was, okay, what's going to pay the bills this month? What did they want from me that I can use my craft to make that happen for them and still be into it? You know, like I always put my little kind of flair on things. And I think that also with the real estate, it was like, I had no idea what I was doing in the beginning, but I had an eye for, like I said, interior design. I had the eye for the architecture. So I think that I made it happen by just kind of being different with my angles, shots, different. People were kind of looking at my stuff differently. I kind of like caught the eye of, it wasn't just like a basic shot of a house. You know, it was like, I'm a portrait photographer. So I was doing a little bit, I was using different lenses. I was doing different things with my camera. So it worked out. It worked out.
That's so cool. I'm sure you probably picked up a lot, especially working on the mainstream media, the news source side, mm-hmm. really helped mm-hmm. elevate and craft your experience. And through all that, yeah. you snowballed into this experience, really just this experience funnel, like moment after moment, just these more opportunities to kind of excel and hone your craft. How did that all lead you into getting started shooting Airbnbs? Like, tell me how that came about.
So, okay. So I shot my very first Airbnb. It was a short-term rental, actually. That was, she wanted it to be an Airbnb, but she was starting on Furnish Finder because it was safe. She was like, this was like in the beginning of, not in the beginning of Airbnb per se, but in the beginning of kind of the Virginia Airbnb explosion.
Okay. Sure.
So I had stayed, me and my husband, well, my boyfriend at the time, were staying in Airbnbs a lot. So we were traveling a lot. We did Iceland, we did Costa Rica, Italy, and we did England. And we always stayed in Airbnbs. My sister is kind of a travel agent connoisseur, as we call her. And she always found like the good stuff. So we really enjoyed staying in Airbnbs. And it was always like a travel thing, right? It was never like somewhere you would do something like that local.
Sure.
Back then.
Sure.
So I think it was like 2017. I want to say it was either then or 2016. Someone had given my name to this girl that she was doing a short-term rental. She had just bought this old apartment complex in Norfolk, West Freemason District. I don't know if you know that area. It's one of the oldest neighborhoods, oldest standing neighborhoods in the area.
Shout out to Freemason Abbey for those of you looking for a great dinner date.
Yes. Yep. And it, and she had just redone it. And I am a huge vintage, like, I just love everything old and vintage and just classic. So, she contacted me and I said, I will do it for free. I was like, I will jump on this. You tell me when. I was just so excited to do it. And that was the first one I ever did. And they were awesome. I took pictures of their family, their children. So it became a good relationship and I still speak with them today. And the Airbnb is still in service too. So I'll link that later. But yes, yeah, so cobblestone streets, I mean, just beautiful area. I took a bunch of pictures of waterside and I mean, I just did it up, you know, and it just became like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is my niche. This is where I really am going to shine and show off local things to do. Just supporting local. That's been a huge part of my brand as well, just supporting all of the local restaurants, anything to do with somebody entrepreneur that is living in Virginia Beach or, you know, living in our area and wanting to, you know, just shine as with what they do, you know, Because that's how essentially I started, you know, just wanting to do what I love, but trying to make money off of it too. So I my thing is just showcasing everything around that Airbnb. I think that's kind of what made me stand out too as a photographer. I wasn't just taking pictures of the Airbnb. It was like, okay, we're here. Now what can we do? What's walkable? Yeah. What's popular? What do the locals do? What's a great drink spot? What's a great coffee spot? So I like to incorporate that. And that's, I guess, that was my first Airbnb. And that is what was my favorite. It's still my favorite Airbnb because I think I learned a lot from that one too. So.
Wow. That's such a cool story, especially just the way it came about somewhat randomly and kind of awkwardly. Yeah. You know, you're like, yeah, I've never done this, but I'm going to do it. And yeah, I'm also going to do it for free. I'm going to go all in. I'm not going to.
I did. I wanted to, I was like, I will do this for free just because it's so cool.
Wow. That's so awesome. Such a great story and such a testament to your art and your craft. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the podcast, just like looking at your work, because as a licensed realtor myself, I mean, real estate photography can get a little stale.
It can be mundane. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially in like residential real estate photography, it can get kind of stale. Whereas if you go on to Airbnb or, looking at TripAdvisor, it really mm-hmm. gives you a better sense of not only what the facility looks like, but also what there is to do, which is why I love the Discover Virginia Beach Facebook group, because I can kind of step outside of the traditional real estate salesperson and say, mm-hmm. hey, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a real person who enjoys this area. And I honestly can't stop talking about it. So
no, keep going. I love it. I love that you share all of the kind of like, I was looking through it and you share kind of all of like the things that maybe you wouldn't see unless somebody told you about it kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like the locals stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And shout out to the event calendar we'll have coming out every quarter, every month and every quarter, we have a quarterly event calendar that I send out of just all the local happenings here in the area. So definitely check out the Facebook group if you haven't already gotten a copy of that. But anyways, Francesca, back to the Airbnb, because I'm really curious from a high level overview, what does your typical process or procedure look like for you specifically for shooting that Airbnb, those pictures, and helping tell that story along with where it's located?
Mm-hmm. So I love, obviously, like I was saying, like the old stuff. If I have something old, I'm researching that. And it's just like, when was this built? Where is this from? Who did this? Whatever. I do a lot of stuff in Norfolk. Norfolk is like known for a lot of different local things. And I have those kind of already on lock and key. Walkable is my thing because that is our jam. When we get an Airbnb, we're like, what's walkable?
Yep.
Number one,
yep.
Walkable. Got to find out what's walkable. A lot of times it's the beach. And then, you know, I'll do like a personal detail, I like to call it, which is personal to that Airbnb. So it's either it's whatever is walkable, like I said, or it's directly adjacent, whatever you can see when you're at the Airbnb. I have a collection that I always like to share with clients if they are in need of amenity pictures that aren't always walkable. It's just like in the area kind of thing. So I'll go over that with them. We'll go over if we need a personal detail or if you're just going to go with those pictures. They'll tell me what their theme is, if there's a theme for the Airbnb or what they hope it to look like, how they want me to portray it. I have my own, usual portrayal visually of how I see it when I walk in the door. But I always like to hear like bright, airy, what are you going for? Vintage, there's a lot of different things that we talk about when we get booked. So.
Wow. That is really in depth. I mean, I wouldn't really begin to like think about that. I just kind of think about like, where is there to eat and where is there like you can walk to it? Do you have an Airbnb that stands out in your mind as being probably like one of the coolest or like one of the most fun jobs that you've done for like shooting Airbnb and prepping it for market?
So I do. I have one that I did recently, actually. It's probably the most, I would say, surprising Airbnb, definitely, okay, because it's in the Vibe District. Familiar, I'm sure.
Yes, 19th Street. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, great area. I haven't done one there quite yet. I've done one nearby there. But it's by the beach, right? It's like maybe 2.5 blocks. when I walked in, I was expecting that, like, beachy, you know, stars. Like, they hadn't had told me about anything about it. They were just like, oh, like, we really, you know, love your style and we want you to come in and shoot this. They didn't tell me what it looked like, anything. So I was just like, okay. So I went in and it was just very, there was no surfboards. It was nothing beachy. It was just very vintagey looking, like contemporary vintage. They had like just lots of cool colors that weren't bright and beachy. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
it wasn't beachy. I was expecting beachy and it was just really cool. It was very, I like to describe it as curious. Like, it was just very curious, a cool place. And that was in the Vibe District. And
very, very different from what you get. Yes. For our listeners, you know, Vibe District, they have the very extravagant murals. They have the Pride Festival there. They have all the bright colors. And so something like that type of Airbnb and style is definitely curious, like curious why you did it.
Right. Yeah. But it was refreshing because it was like, all right, I'm not staying at the typical like beach Airbnb. Yeah. So that was cool. I did another one. It wasn't in Virginia Beach, but it was close enough. It was in Portsmouth, which I don't think gets enough shout out. Portsmouth is just an awesome little like niche of a place right near Virginia Beach. Like, you have to pass it to get in there. And it was a 50s theme. And that was just like, thought that was so cool. Everything in the Airbnb was, she had got on eBay or she had collected it from her own personal collection from years ago. And it was all 50s themed. I mean, she had a blow dryer from the 50s. It was just so cool. A very cool, different, different Airbnb.
She went all in on that. Did you have blow dryer? Any other pieces stand out to you from the
1950s? She had the Pyrex, the entire collection of the Pyrex. She even dressed up in some of the pictures. So she's cool.
Wow.
She's definitely one of my favorite people.
Funny.
Yeah, she's so cool. She dressed up in the 50s housewife look for it. So that was fun.
Wow. I love this, Francesca, because you not only are doing these different businesses, but you're very strategic and organized with how you do it. I know a lot of people I've met, none of them on the podcast, obviously not, but people outside of in our community that sometimes are doing a lot of different things and you're kind of curious as to why. And then you talk with them a little bit more and it's almost like they're chaotic and disorganized. But for you, you really have a unique system and plan behind all this. And I really wanted to, you know, give that a shout out because we're going to transition next to your Airbnb hosting services. And the way in which you operate that is, you know, very organized as well. So you operate your own Airbnb as well, correct?
I do. Well, so
how'd you get started?
Speculation.
Okay.
There's been some speculation on it.
Okay.
But I will say that there is a camper Airbnb category and we're there. I'm actually not on Airbnb, which is, I know it's very surprising, but so we're on Outdoorsy and RV Share and we've been super successful with those. So I kind of didn't want to take on another entity, if that makes sense, because it would just be a lot to answer all these messages in all these different places. But me and my husband, after traveling and loving traveling, and then 2020 hit and it was like, oh, no more traveling, you know, and you can't do anything anymore. You can't fly. We got a camper because we were like, all right, let's still travel, but let's do it in our own time, in our own way. A safe way. And we did that and we loved it. And then I was, you know, on Instagram one day and just looking around and it was talking about, you know, how your phone can just pick up what you're doing. And then all of a sudden it's showing you ads. So I saw this ad and it was Outdoorsy and it was like, oh, rent your camper RV. And I was like, what? Rent your camper RV. So I looked into it and it was like Airbnb and us staying in the Airbnbs. I had always loved that. And I always wanted an Airbnb, but finances weren't exactly there to put down for a built, you know, to create that. So I was like, oh my gosh, let's do this and let's make it like Airbnb style. So that's what we did. And I already had the following for a 757 Airbnbs that was already in place. So I was like, guess what? I'm going to throw it up on there and it's going to be an Airbnb. It's going to be a mobile Airbnb. So we do that. We do delivery to wherever you want to go within obviously a certain radius. And then you can also take it with you. So if you have towing capacity, then you can take the camper wherever you want to take it. And it's, you can, you know, just like an Airbnb. And we do, we actually do themes. So much to my husband's not wanting to do that, I really wanted to do something fun. Last year was our first year renting, but it was also our first like Halloween. So I was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we did, because my husband's a very big Harry Potter fan. So I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we did a theme that would make people want to go camping, like during, even though it's not summertime, like fall's a great month. But also you have November. Yeah, it is. But you have November too, where there's a lot of holidays coming up and people are kind of not, you know, they're not thinking about camping. So I was like, let's do something to kind of do a draw people in. And I was like, Harry Potter, I've never seen anybody do anything. Airbnb, yes, but not with like a camper. So I was like, let's try to do it. And, you know, I probably spent way too much money doing that. And I was way too involved. But guess what? Everybody loved it. And I like really enjoyed putting it together because I have the interior design knack too that I really like. So I enjoyed it. We were fully booked. We had all 4 weekends booked for October. And we had like 3 weekends booked in November too. And then December was like, you know, okay, it's Christmas time. So Christmas, I think fell off. Yeah. But no, I really enjoy the themes. Like I said, my husband kind of like, you know, gets a little anxious when I'm out there in, you know, trying to put wallpaper in the camper. And yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah, come help me. He does not want to get involved. But he helps me out a lot. He does. So, but this year I took a vote because I have the Harry Potter stuff and I was like, should we do Harry Potter again? Or should we try for something different since it was so like, you know, popular last year. And he was like, I don't know, whatever you want to do. So I took a vote online and, I had it between Alice in Wonderland and Harry Potter because Alice in Wonderland is another one of my favorite kind of themes, like I should say.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and everybody wanted Alice in Wonderland. So that's what we're doing this year. October and November will be Alice in Wonderland theme in the camper. So you can rent it out. It's really fun. It's fun for the kids too. Like I think the kids, you know, I know my daughter, whenever we go camping, she's just like a different baby, you know, like she gets in there. She knows we're going to be somewhere different. She's very excited. You know, it's a fun little thing to do.
It truly is. I mean, going anywhere. And thank you for sharing that, Francesca. I'd love to dive in here in a moment on the services. This when you go on vacation, whether it's the summer or the winter or the fall months, it's just this new layer of experiences that you don't traditionally get unless you're traveling a lot, but it's still relatively new. And that comes with a certain, in a lot of ways, form of expectation, right? Because you have certain things you're looking for. You saw the pictures and descriptions. So for you, Francesca, when you're listing on Outdoorsy or the RV Share app, are there any of the, what are some of the non-negotiable amenities that you always provide to help create a better experience for your guests? Or are there like a checklist that you have of like things that you have to have to help you stand out or just non-negotiables in general?
Are you talking about in the camper?
In the camper, yeah.
Okay, so we have a Keurig coffee maker. That's, you get that, you get a toaster. I have like a baby tub because it's a shower, stand-up shower that we have in the camper. Yeah. So, you know, I know that a lot of people are probably going to bring their children. I provide a baby tub. I provide a camper high chair that is always good to have them in a chair. We have games because I know that families will do a lot of game nights. So we have games in there. What else do we have in there? Really comfortable mattress that we had to get because the camper mattress was not at all good. I'd rather sleep on the floor. It was really bad when we first got it.
Okay.
But yeah, updated the mattress. That's a given. We do have kayaks that if you have room, you can, you're free to take those. They're free too. You can take them with you. What else do we do? Like I said, we do the themes too, which I think is a fun little addition. Nobody has
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to have that extra layer of like, yeah, oh, I'm going to the Harry Potter themed camper. Yeah. Like, I've never heard of that. What do you expect, right?
Right. Yeah. So I feel like that's a cool amenity too.
Yeah. Awesome. And with that said, I know a lot of our guests may not be, we have a lot of guests in their golden year, so to speak, or a lot of guests that may not be familiar with what Airbnb or Outdoorsy is, and it's all relatively newer businesses. So when it comes to booking something on an application like Airbnb, what are some common themes or tips that you recommend folks use, having been in that space for so long, to say, hey, here's what you should be looking for. Here's the type of questions you should be asking before you put down that deposit or or go out and, you know, stay in that facility.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have it in my listing too, because when you first tackle that, because we actually booked a camper on Outdoorsy before to see how it all worked out. We did that. And, you know, it's a little bit, it's hard to picture all the things that you need to do, right? And you have to make sure it's this amount of feet and the campground can accommodate this. And it is. So I have that all in my listing. I have how, you know, big our camper is, what you need accommodations for, who are the best campsites. I have a lot of that on our Instagram page as well, because we get to visit a lot locally. You know, surprisingly, we visit Virginia Beach a lot, because even though it's right there, there's so many things to do and it's not even an hour away and we can just stay in our own comfortable space. And you know, a lot of people do book for, you know, First Landing and Cape Charles, which is right across the way over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And it's funny because you're really not going on vacation, but you're going on staycation and it's still fun. It's still different. So, but we do provide a lot of info because we've done it and we do it a lot. So that's all in our listing. I would say definitely go check out the listing. Definitely check out campgrounds before you come to us. Like, check out where you want to be. And then you can always ask. I mean, my inbox is always open. And you can just be like, hey, Francesca, what do you think about this campground? Have you ever been here? What would you recommend? And I'd be happy to talk about it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And that's great that you provide such a personalized service, because there are multiple campgrounds here in the area. Despite us being relatively a flat area, you know, we're not the hills now near Charlottesville or Lynchburg area, but we do have some great campsites as well. So I appreciate you sharing that. Francesca, I would love to dive in next and talk about, because I'm looking at our time and I know you got to get back to shooting some photography. So I want to be respectful.
I got to get to editing.
Lastly, would you mind highlighting, we're going to talk about your business services and offerings. And I'd love for you to share a few of the packages or services that you offer. For those of our listeners who are interested in connecting with you on their next trip, or who might have photography needs. And take it away. What you got going on?
Sure. So I have the Airbnb. You can contact me anywhere for that. I have Facebook, Instagram, all of that probably will be linked in the bottom here.
All that in the bio. If you're listening, don't try to slam on the brakes or write it down in your notes app, get somewhere safe and then check out the show notes. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. And then, so I have that going on. I have real estate photography as well that I'm still continuing to do. I have portraits, but I'm waiting for fall. Got to kind of take a break in the summertime for portraits, just because it's just a lot I have a 2-year-old too. So being a mom and kind of juggling all those things, you have to like take breaks and, you know, do one thing for a little bit, do another thing, go back, switch off. So I'll be coming back to portraits in fall. I'll have a post about that. And then the camper is just, honestly, it's year round. You can do that anytime you want. I know that December is kind of like January is our down month because everyone's doing holiday stuff, but, anytime contact us about the camper and we'll get you set up. And that's all I got right now.
That's awesome. Well, that's very exciting. We'll include all those links down below. I'm very intrigued. You have a lot going on, Francesca. Are there any upcoming Airbnb projects or anything that you have exciting that we should be keeping an eye out on your social media channels for all of our listeners out there?
Sure. I'm actually shooting 2 Airbnbs this week. So tomorrow I'll be in Sandbridge, which I'm going to do a name drop because I love Sojourn. They're a company that does luxury Airbnbs. I'm really, really lucky to work with them. Their stuff is beautiful. It's always clean. It's always beautiful. So Sojourn, check that out on Facebook too. I shoot all of their projects in Virginia Beach and Norfolk. They're coming out with something in Sandbridge tomorrow. Wednesday, I have a very cool, vibrant Airbnb that she's putting together, another client that I have, and I'll be shooting that on Wednesday. And that's going to be very different too, I think. It's something, from the pictures I've seen that she sent me, it looks different than a few that I've shot. So that'll be fun. Wonderful. And yeah, that's about it. That's coming up.
I'm so excited, Francesca, because our audience members, a lot of them are a little bit more than half are visitors to the Virginia Beach area. Not quite locals yet. I'm still working on convincing them to get a vacation. Let me know. But in the meantime, while you're planning your trip and you're like debating on maybe trying out an Airbnb versus a hotel, a lot of great content on that. And then also Francesca is a tremendous resource for you on that. And with that said, I'd like to transition to our last segment here, Francesca, a rapid fire question. So
questions
are super fast, super light. So no big explanations needed, just off the cuff. Are you ready?
Got it.
Awesome.
I'm ready.
We have many aspiring photographers in the group and people interested in photography in general. What's your favorite type of camera for outdoor beach photography?
Okay. My favorite camera for outdoor beach is going to be my 5D Mark II.
Love it. Love it. And then for those of our guests and listeners who aren't quite yet on purchasing a camera, maybe they're still stuck on their iPhone cameras or smartphone cameras. Are there any fundamental tips or really basic instructions that you would like to give them for still capturing great images, but also understanding it is a smartphone camera?
Okay, sure. I have a good one. So iPhones do a great job of kind of editing while you're taking the picture. It's very kind of nice that you can just kind of like click it and it goes. But I like to turn my exposure down for a lot of my pictures on my iPhone, and then kind of the filters will kind of be more poppy. You can adjust them a little bit easier when you have too high of an exposure. Sometimes it bleeds and it drowns things out. So I would recommend turning down your exposure in your iPhone.
Love it. Love it. Great tip. And that leads us into the next question here. When it comes to photography in general and hiring a photographer, Francesca, you've been in this space a long time. What are a few of the red flags that you would caution people to look for if they're looking to book a photographer, maybe not in the Virginia Beach area, maybe in a different market that you're not in? What are some things they should be looking out for before booking a session with a photographer they haven't worked with before?
Okay. Personality. I would have to say, if they don't seem as interested in your, what you're doing as you are, then I don't think that you should hire them. I think it should be kind of like a two-way street, that you want your photographer to be as excited, even if it's not what they do every day. They should be asking questions. They should be trying to get what your portrayal will be, things like that.
Love it. Love it. Great tip. And then for your favorite places to take pictures for, do you have a few specific spots in Virginia Beach you like taking pictures at, and why?
Oh boy.
And we can stick to nature and beach themes. Let's stick to beach theme, because I know you take a lot of pictures
cities. I do a lot of pictures, portraits at the beach. So I will say that, this is a hard one, because I used to shoot a lot in I used to shoot a lot in a place that they don't allow shooting anymore. So I'm not going to name it, but First Landing is a great, great, great.
We got ours done. At the unnamed place before they made that rule. Yes.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, it was my favorite, Joe. But I'm also like happy, because you know what? It wasn't part of our, I think, my photography itself. I think it was the people who were taking advantage of the area.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that they kind of, you know, fixed that up. But anyways, First Landing, that is a cool place. And like I said, there's a campground there as well, but that is like a very cool place to shoot. And that's probably going to be my second.
Wonderful. And last rapid fire question to wrap up the conversation. When you're not out taking photos, managing your camper, and also raising a two-year-old, what else are you up to?
Oh, God. I love eating. I love going out to eat. Me and my husband are big, like I said, support local restaurant fans. So we like to do that. That's like our thing. Like when we have a date night.
Any local spots you want to shout out?
Oh, boy. Well, definitely. I mean, in Chick's Beach, they have Chick's Oyster Bar. That's one of my, it's one of my faves. My husband loves oysters, so that we kind of try to find those places. We have over here in, well, it's not Virginia Beach, but I will say over here in Hampton, there's Fuller's, which if you ever venture over here, That's a great.
Is that near the boat club?
Fuller. It is in Phoebus. It's in Phoebus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just, that's what we like to do. We just like to, when we have a date night, and we try to like hit as many spots as we can. So like I said, walkable, such a huge amenity. If we can park somewhere and we can hit at least three places, that's what we do. That's
wonderful. Like wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, Francesca, thank you so much for your time
and
for
diving in
to this wonderful conversation. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Discover Virginia Beach. A big thank you to our wonderful guest, Francesca Eller, and to you, our dedicated listeners, for joining us on this journey. And we hope that you found some great tips and some insights on how you can enjoy your next Airbnb and staycation or vacation here in the Virginia Beach area. We will talk to you all in another episode, and so long for now.